I'm Airman First Class Richard Rubio. On this edition of the AFN Aviano Report, Palace Chasing and Crewed Autonomous Flights. At Aviano Air Base, airmen are exploring new avenues for their military careers through the Palace Chase program, which provides a unique opportunity for active duty personnel to transition to part-time service in the Air National Guard or Air Force Reserve. Palace Chase stands as a pathway for airmen to strike a balance between their military service and personal pursuits, offering benefits for those seeking a change in their career trajectory.
The Palace Chase program is particularly advantageous for airmen stationed overseas, such as those at Aviano Air Base, as it provides an opportunity to remain engaged in military service while potentially being closer to family and support networks back home. Master Sergeant Ebony Brown, Air National Guard in-service recruiter, shares how Palace Chasing allows airmen to contribute to the mission of the Air National Guard, supporting operations both domestically and abroad.
Palace Chase? You are kind of chasing a dream a little bit because you're asking to leave your active duty contract early before your contract date and continuing with your service in the Guard. That has to be approved by AFPC. Your commander has to sign off on it, but then AFPC actually is a decision maker. And the biggest factor usually is if the manning in your career field is going to be a huge factor in whether or not your Palace Chase is approved. And then it's a waiting period involved. But I always encourage people to try if you're interested in doing the transition.
Brown also says, this program allows airmen to continue serving their country while gaining the flexibility to pursue civilian careers, education, or family commitments. By transitioning to part-time status, airmen can maintain their connection to the military community while also enjoying the benefits of civilian life. I'm Airman First Class Brandon Nelson, AFN News.
Crewed Autonomous Flights. With your Air Force news, I'm Staff Sergeant Khadija Slaughter. Three F-16 Fighting Falcons are set to become the next test platform for an autonomous flying testbed program called the Viper Experimentation and Next Gen Operations Model, or VENOM. The VENOM program is designed to accelerate testing of autonomy software on crewed and uncrewed aircraft. During testing, pilots will monitor the software and ensure flight and mission systems objectives are met, all from the cockpit. Major Ross Elder, developmental test lead for VENOM, says the transformative program holds the potential to redefine air combat principles and lead to a new age of aviation. The feedback from the test pilots will improve performance over time and ensure the software is making the appropriate decisions prior to and during flights. That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviano Report. I'm Airman First Class Richard Rubio.